Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 217. Today is Saturday, May 23rd, 2020. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me as my co-host this week over in this spot is Fair. How are you, Fair?
Hello. Howdy. I'm good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Thank you for coming and joining me this week. Very happy that I've got you here, because I think last time or the time before we had some hiccups with audio stuff, and I always love to talk to you. So yes, it's always very exciting. So thank you for joining me and helping me today. Obviously, we're not going to. I know I should never say this, guys. We're not going to have a long show.
famous last words.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It probably will, but it's not going to be a particularly excessively long show this week. Because you know we need to get you guys all out there back to it. There's this little thing called Will You Survive? Survival of the Fittest contest going on. So. You know, we want you to get there and give those top running members of the contest a run for their money, which I can tell you that's an interesting top 10. That's for certain. If you mention all dead in the contest, it will be very long. Yes, Rude. Yes, that is true. And we will look at that, shortly as to, I've got some stats for you guys. And it's always intriguing for me to have a look at the stats of a contest, but mostly we just want to say thank you for those taking part and for supporting it. It's been interesting. We're a week down and we've got 1 week to go, so hunters are easy assy. Yeah. Have a look at the stat page and you tell me that. we will see. Anyway, Fair, let's talk about our week. Let's see. What have you been doing? Because, you know, you might just play a couple of challenge tunes.
Here and there.
Not many.
we'll start with my little pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mage this time, Night Elf mage. My second mage pacifist. I lost the first one a couple of passes ago to a dismount over Zul'drak, which did not end well.
Ouch. Yep.
So this one is now at 46, so mm-hmm. she's coming along.
Nice.
It's never as fast as with a stealthy class.
Yeah. I mean,
being a druid or a rogue, you have some advantage in terms of getting to more herbs and having better crowd control of things around the nodes. So I'm just playing her slow and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Spending a lot of time herbing up in Feralis, Dreamer's Rest, around that lake there.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's a great place for herbs and mining iron.
Okay.
So, yeah, she can, with a little rested, she can get half a level to a level pretty fast
mm-hmm.
there. So, yeah, and cooking and fishing. So she's just taking it slow.
Yeah.
My working man, I've been spending a lot of time on her.
Yes.
Night Elf Rogue, as Stir loves to point out, wrong contest, Fair. I said, yeah, I'm a little behind the times, but this one was created at the beginning of the working man challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But she took a back seat to my working man druid, whom I also created during that contest, and she's now 120. So
mm-hmm.
Farana is now having her turn in the archaeology limelight.
Mm-hmm.
She's 97,
mm-hmm.
Getting close to 98. Still doing some things in Pandaria. I'm trying to get exalted with the cloud serpents because you get the Cloud Serpent mount, and I already have all the colors, so you can sell the mount that you get for a lot of gold, like several thousand gold.
Okay.
Not that she needs it, but hey, I won't turn down gold.
Yeah.
And the quests are still giving some experience, so why not? So she's 97.
Nice.
Getting there. Yeah. And doing her dig sites and playing guessing games with when I'm going to get disconnected.
Yeah. Understand.
Talk about that a little bit more in a bit, but it's it's always a matter of luck, I think, really. Or lack of luck. I also have a green man that I've been playing on. Another mage. This is kind of weird for me to have no druids on my list, but
I know.
I know, it's weird,
it's like,
right?
What?
One of my original names.
Where's Fair? What have you done with her?
It's a mage. Ice mage. She's green. She's level 72. And I'm having a lot of fun with her. It's really nice to be able to go out and just kill things willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Not to worry about having to not kill, because she's good at it. She's in Northrend for the most part at this point. And also on the Isle of Quel'Danas, which is kind of a playground for her, because that's very easy.
Nice.
So she's, running around doing those things there. One of the things I've learned in playing the mage is, you know, we always kind of have the tip of have an escape route.
Yes.
When you do something. With the mage, not only make sure it's clear, but make sure you really know what direction it is from where you are. Because if you have to go invisible, everything gets blurry and you can't see where you're going.
Yep.
So you're kind of running through a cloud and hoping you're running in the right direction and not running into something.
Yep.
So she has saved her life that way a couple of times. So I made that a point to make sure I know where I am and where I could go if I need to.
Okay.
I get annoyed at her pet, her elemental, sometimes.
Yeah. He
has his own ideas about things. She'll move away from
a
mob that she's fighting if an ad is coming along, but he doesn't always get the memo and stands there until the ad attacks him and then brings him to me. It's like, thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Not so much. The other thing I'm doing, I have a contest challenger, which is not always for me, but I don't play hunter as much, so this is kind of a new experience. My little survival hunter is a night elf. She's certainly not in contention for anything, but she's level 32.
Nice.
Kind of hanging in there. I'm asking all the noob questions about hunterness. Everybody in the guild has been really helpful.
Yeah.
Jang and Azzy and all the other experienced hunters have been answering my questions patiently.
Nice.
And she is surviving so far. So.
Excellent.
I don't know about this as a spec personally, but we'll see.
Yeah. It's
my goal is to survive till the end of the contest.
Yes, yes. And we've still got another week, so as we all know, anything can happen, not only within, you know, everyone doing the contest, but within us ourselves playing a tune. So So, yeah, so...
Everything that Blizz throws at us, too. So.
Yes, yes, and everything IRL throws at us, like your DCs, your, you know, the computer, the weather, the internet, the all those bits and pieces that come into play.
All of the in-life aggro that happens to you.
Yes, yes. Family, even family aggro sometimes, or friend aggro, you know. Yep, where you've got to get up and all of a sudden, you know, emergency, and you come back and dead tune. Yep, drowned in the lake in wetlands. Anyway, I'm not bitter. These things happen.
Not at all.
No. No, still hurts a little. Anyway. Okay, I'm going to... Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because one of my try to avoid or minimize damage from disconnects strategies is to try to fly over water when I can. So hoping that drowning isn't going to be the worst thing that happens to me. I'm more terrified of getting dropped into a field full of mobs that are higher level than me. Even if my glider works and I survive, I can't survive what's on the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you're a pacifist, you're out of luck.
It's sometimes it's hard decisions to make as to what's the best. And obviously, even for each challenge type, you know, what may work for one won't necessarily work for the other one. So
right.
Always interesting. All right, I've got a couple of questions for you, because like you said, for you, typically you don't go a mage as a pacifist. And I know that you've been playing the mage for a pacifist to try and do that for a little while. So do you think that the mage, with all the classes, the mage is probably one of the harder ones to try and get there as a pacifist too?
Well, it's harder than rogues and druids. The thing about mages is they have really good utility skills.
Yeah.
And those can help save your life. Once you get high enough to get those skills, you've got, you know, invisibility, you've got blink, you've got a shield. Basically, if you're a frost mage, you have an ice shield.
Yep.
You have a lot going for you. What you don't have is sneakiness, obviously. I would think, to me, it's easier than a priest. Because of some of those utilities. I can shape things. It puts me in combat, but I can get away and get out of combat. So I don't think it's the hardest class. You're wearing tissue paper for armor, which is never a good thing.
But
the idea is just don't get hit.
I don't use
the elemental at all as a pacifist. He's just too dangerous.
I don't
want him attacking things.
What spec? I mean, I know really specs don't come into play, so just default spec. Okay.
I'm frost, yeah.
Frost. Okay. All right.
I tend to be a frost mage all the time anyway. So
okay. All right.
I tried arcane a couple of times, but generally I'm comfortable playing frost. The utilities are really good. So I might have more to say once I start doing archaeology, because I think that's going to be a lot harder than it is on a sneaky class.
Yeah, and I was going to say, because I'm sure
Chris has found that out with hers.
Yes, trying to be sneaky when you can't be sneaky is
very and not kill the mobs.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So then your green man, with being a mage as well. So I take it frost spec as well?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And she does use the elemental, and she's pretty decent damage.
Okay. All right.
I went full greens. I said, I'm not going to mess around halfway. Yeah. I'm going to just in for it, go for greens. And I've tried to keep that up. Honestly, one of the most fun things about Green Man is I can transmog.
Yes.
So I can have pretty close for once.
It's, it is nice that you can play around and do transmog on a green man, which is always fun.
I mean, because I don't play blood, so I don't have any others that can transmog.
Yes.
Except greens.
Yeah. No, that's good. And your contest turn. So as you said, you are normally not a hunter player.
No.
So this is like completely out of your comfort zone, but admittedly, we are very, very fortunate over there on Wormrest Accord US. We have quite a few hunter players who are happy to give advice. And again, you know, thank you guys. You guys all know who you are. But how are you finding survival? Because it is different. Most of us don't do survival. It has been years since I've done.
Have a hunter who's 30-something. Beastmaster Green, but she's kind of a legacy Iron from a long time ago.
Okay.
And I don't play her much, and I never pretended to be good at it. Survival is tough.
Yeah.
And I will admit to playing it unconventionally.
Mm-hmm.
I use a bow or a crossbow
mm-hmm.
and play healer. Basically, I use the skills that are still available to me without a melee weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a serpent sting and a bomb and
yes,
my auto shot and heal pet, mend pet, mend pet, mend
oh,
pet.
Oh, mend pet is
and
vital.
Kill command.
Which yes.
I kind of view it in some respects in my mind.
Yeah.
Like a druid rooting and shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kill command to kind of root it in place, then auto shoot it. Viper sting it, or serpent sting it, throw a bomb at it, kill command again when it's available. Just keep it away from me.
Yep.
I'm paranoid about getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, since my heal has like a 3-minute cooldown or whatever it is for exhilarate.
Yeah.
I can heal my pet, but not myself, which always seems wrong to me. But that heal ought to work on me too, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know how long this is going to work in terms of not having those melee skills available to me.
Well, just think about who's coming first, and they're using a bow, or a crossbow. So, it's definitely interesting. I mean, going survival is, you know, there's definitely options. But yeah, I like Taco's comment in the chat room says, best word of advice is don't take hunter advice from Taco. Thank you, Taco. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. But no, it's, you know, it makes you, it's thinking outside the comfort zone a bit for survival hunter.
Oh, yeah. It's way out of comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
It's slow. The fights are slow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, but yay. Grats on 32. That's, you know, again, that is for something that you normally don't do. Well done. So I totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fast leveler on a good day, and this is slower than me usual. So.
Yeah. Yes, it's, I take my hat off to all of you guys that just go zoom all level. And I'm over here just going level, oh, shiny.
I know.
And then, I need to get back to level. Oh, hang on, wait. There's shiny stuff over here. Let's go this way. And then we go this way. So,
I was totally excited to get high enough to get feigned death, right?
Yeah. Yes. Feigned death. Oh, feigned death is good when you use it right. It's not good if you don't use it right.
Only had to use it once.
Well, that's
but it was good to have.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, it sounds like that you've had a pretty decent week there. And
not bad. Yeah, I didn't lose anybody, so that's good.
Yay! That's always a positive
Lots
thing.
Lots of disconnects, but survived them all.
Yes, because you had a couple of scary ones.
Oh, very scary ones, yeah.
Yeah. Which is never a fun thing. All right. So let me have a look at what I've done this week. I have been very busy this week. So on my little pacifist, so my baby pacifist, as we like to say, which is a gnome rogue, because you know, I must admit, I do like the sneaking around and sapping things. That is. One of my favorite things about playing a rogue is just go and like poke them with my dagger and just be like, right, stop right there. That's kind of fun. So she hit 41 this week.
Nice.
I've actually taken her out of New Tinkertown. I know, right? What's Leda doing? It's crazy. But I've taken her up to Western Plaguelands, and we are going round and round and round the lake, which is fantastic because there's not a lot of mobs. There's a rare that you know, easily sneak past. That's fine. There's not a lot of mobs, and I can pick up you know, ore and herbs over there. So we just go a couple of times around, and yeah, it's been pretty good. It's a really good spot that just to break it up from the new Tinkertown, which, as everyone knows, I do love that zone. It is a good zone, but yeah, I wanted a bit of a break from it. So we're going round and round Western Plaguelands, which is good. As for the contest tune, so I did start my contest tune. We hit level 40 last night. So
nice.
I made a little gnome. I've got a gnome hunter. Obviously, it's a hunter contest. So I made a little gnome. She is going, so being survival, as I said, I have not played survival. I'm trying to think back. And from what I remember, because I have got a high level hunter that's one of my normal alts. And normally if I play a hunter in challenge tunes, it's always BM. I love BM. I've been a BM spec hunter for a very, very long time. So I think we are going back to at least maybe Wrath was the last time I've actually played survival. So, you know, just a couple years ago, not long.
Just a few.
And, yeah, it's very, very interesting. I have gone the polearm, so it's made it again a little bit scary sometimes. I'm still doing a bit of range and then come in, you know, it's nice to utilize wing clip. My god, wing clip takes me back to vanilla, my hunter in vanilla. Wing clip was, you know, that was just one of the things that you needed. And there was another spell that was just like, what? Like, was this? So, Raptor Strike, that's right, which was very vanilla flavored for me. But other than that, Serpent Sting all the way, and the bomb one, which was been really handy. But yeah, I hit level 40 and I'm like, sweet, okay,
nice. We're job
slowly getting there, that's good. And we will see. I'm actually questing in Western Plaguelands, so that makes it quite good. I've been jumping around a bit on the zones, trying to just not mix it up, just trying not to anything that I think looks a bit, you know, if my gut reaction is, should I? I'm like, yeah, no, let's leave it. So just trying to go with, yep, okay, I know this quest, let's go do this, and having some fun with that. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. I didn't get around to doing any Bloodthirsties this week. However, I did yesterday spent a good hour or two, or well, at least a couple of hours in Alpha. So it was a very interesting time yesterday. I made a level 50 Night Elf Hunter. So I'm over at Bastion, and which is where that you come in for when you can make a level 50 character. So I thought, no, we'll make the Night Elf Hunter. Let's go and have a look. We'll take it out and we'll see what it's like. So obviously you come in, you're in full blues. So I stripped everything off her. I had the gun, cause you still BM spec. And I'm like, right, okay, I need to find a vendor. So I spent nearly an hour and a half riding around trying to find a goddamn vendor. Anyway, I eventually found one, and there was no guns, no bows, no nothing that I could get, but there was a white polearm that I could find. So I thought, right, okay, how about we swap over to survival? I'm playing survival in the contest anyway. Let's give this a go with survival. So I have got a naked Night Elf Hunter with a white polearm running around trying to do quests and to see how things hit. All right. So I'm running her as Ironwise, not as Bloods, not as anything else. And let me say, the very first quest that I went to do was within, I would say, was it the second? Can't remember if it was the first thing I went to kill or the second thing. Yep, dead. So it's like, awesome. This is going to take a really, really long time to kill this stuff. So it's been, they do hit, I'm not going to say the stuff hits hard for an iron. It feels like they do. Obviously, if I was in, you know, green gear or even in some white, it might not feel as bad. But being completely naked just with a white polearm, that's all I had. It, she was squishy. I trying to do the quest, it took me, I'm going to say anything from 40 minutes to an hour to get this quest done. And in between that, I'm trying to run around. I'm trying to find things. I've got about four quests that I'm trying to do, but I was concentrating on doing one particular quest, which is like one of the very first quests when you get to Bastion that you've got to do. Took me a long time to do it. Took me quite a while to work out what I was doing playing survival on Alpha. So just letting you guys know, it does look a bit rough at the moment. I managed to get to a couple of other places, and I don't know if it's just because we're in Alpha or not, but there was not a lot of vendors. So I don't know if it's something because they're really just concentrating people, you know, on gameplay, whereas I'm running around and I'm like, I need a vendor. I want some white gear. Like, where are they? And whether the vendors get put in, you know, maybe when they hit beta, they start bringing in more NPCs. I don't know.
Maybe, let's hope.
Yeah, and it's just the towns that I went to. I'm like looking at towns. I'm like, well, there's a lot of people in the town, like a lot of NPCs, but there's an innkeeper which you can talk to. I think there was a food and drink vendor that you could talk to. And then you've just got normal NPCs. Like, there was not a lot of stuff that was for anything else, like weapons. Like
nobody to repair with and stuff.
Yeah. So again, I don't know. This is in what, 15, 16 years. This is the first time I've ever done an alpha. So it, to me, it was just like, okay, is it an alpha thing? Like, do they then add these guys a bit later? So at the moment, so I'm just going to keep with her. I mean, she's died like five times since, and I'm like, well, I'm, you know, all I want to do is test, how it goes against certain mobs and what the damage is like, you know, how the pet's holding up and all that kind of thing. And hopefully as we go, that maybe I might make it somewhere that I can find a weapon vendor and get a crossbow or a, you know, a gun or something. Or I manage to loot one that I can, you know, swap back to BM, because I'd like to see how BM goes. But at the moment, I'm running around as a survival hunter in Alpha, which is naked, which is completely hilarious. So everything hits, feels like it's hitting quite hard at the moment. But yeah, so that was an interesting couple of hours. I may have used quite a few choice words. And, you know, being slightly a bit frustrated I may have fallen off something. Anyway, you know, exploring. I'm trying not to look at the world. That's the other thing, because I don't like spoilers. I do like going into an expansion fresh. It's not going to happen for Shadowlands, but I'm trying, like, to have a tunnel vision of keeping an eye on what I just need to do and not be like, oh, shiny, look at all this pretty stuff, you know. So I'm just trying to keep focused and be like, okay, well, I need to find a vendor. So where am I going to go? I'm going to follow this road and see where it leads me. but yeah, it's been interesting. So we will see how that goes. I still have my undead warlock low level, and I still have the night elf hunter that I made that was going to be, I think she was going to be, what was she going to be? I think she ended up being working man. Well, I'm running as a working man, and I've got a baby druid as a pacifist, Tauren druid. As a pacifist, I didn't get to touch them. So they're still showing up that I can log into them. So we will see how it goes. But yeah, if you're in Alpha and you happen to see a naked Night Elf hunter running around with a polearm, that's me. Yeah, so, you know, yeah. The things you got to do, the things that I'm doing, guys. I have never been a naked Night Elf hunter ever. So this is hilarious. Anyway, it's been interesting. So if anyone else out there is in Alpha and is, you know, playing around, testing things, please let us know how you're going, how you're finding it. I would be intrigued to know how you're finding it. I have not done Alpha as a normal turn. I'm purely in Alpha to test for challenge tunes. I'm not taking any normal tune through Alpha at all. So everything that I'm doing has been challenge focused. So again, we will see. We will see how that goes. So fingers crossed, I might find a bow maybe this week. We will see. I did make the other thing was I did make a level 57. So there's two parts that they're testing other than the lower level, and there's the level 50 Bastion and there's the level 57 Revan Dark or something. I can't even remember. I'd made a troll warlock. And I ended up deleting her because you came in with a follower and it was a little bit too not really giving me a really good indication. So I thought for the moment I'll leave testing on the level 57 area at the moment and just have a bit more focus on the low levels and the level 50 to see how it goes. So we will see. So fingers crossed on that. But a little bit different to be doing that, definitely. So anyway, as I said, if anyone else is out there, let us know how you're going with it. I would be very intrigued to see. Okay, all right. Well, I think, where is my... I cannot find anything. Where is my little... No, that's not the bumper I want. This one. All right, let's go on to this. Or not, because Lita didn't press it properly. Okay, let's try that again.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right. Okay. So, we might start off with a contest. Yay! If you look underneath Fair and I over here. Hang on. Fingers not going the right way. Anyway, Survival of the Fittest is currently running. It is an Iron Man leveling contest, which started last week. So we are 1 week in and we have got 1 week to go. Okay, so it will end next week as the show starts. So yeah, so just make sure that if you are playing, don't like log off at like 7 p.m. Eastern because your tune's not going to record. Probably give yourself maybe a good 15, 20 minutes, maybe even half an hour, okay, to make sure that data comes through so then we can get the numbers properly when we look at the contest. Alrighty. Otherwise, it's not going to register you. And for those coming in the top 10, obviously we've got a whoever comes in first place, game time generously donated by Rude. So again, Rude, thank you so very, very much for that. But anyone between second and 10th place go in the draw for pet. We do random draws, two random draws for pets. And your chances will depend on, you know, where you are in that level. So if you come 10, you'll get one chance of it. If you come 9, you'll get two chances, etc. So we will do that. And again, we thank everyone for having some fun and taking part in the contest. But one of my most fun things that I like to do, because I do like my stats. I do enjoy looking at the stats. So we're going to have a quick look at the stats to see how everyone has been going. We have had, so far, we have had 98 tunes. 98 tunes in the challenge, which is amazing. So again, well done. Looking at our percentage of alive and dead, currently we have got 45.92% alive, which was very interesting. I thought, okay. So we've got 45 tunes currently alive in the challenge. We have also got out races. When we look at races, we gave you every race. Well, not every race, but obviously every what I like to call old school races, okay? So we have got had a total of 42 night elves. Currently, we have got 19 of them alive. Second race is gnome. We've had 11 gnome hunters on this. Currently, we've got 6 alive. And then third, we have got human, which we've had 8 human hunters. And 3 of them are alive. Now, our highest, so that's intriguing. The top 3 races are all alliance. At number 4 for the races was Tauren, which we've had 7 Taurens, and we've got all of them have died, which is interesting on that. And our least race has been Dwarf, which I was intrigued by, because I thought Dwarf might have been a bit higher in the order. I've only had 2 Dwarfs made, and both of those have died. So, yeah, so that's stat-wise has been very, very interesting. But let us have a look at our top 10 at the moment. So, let me go through and see. I'm just taking what's currently on the website. So at the moment, we have got Soul Trap at number 10, hit 43. Azzy, I'm taking it that hasn't updated your 44. I think that your 44, is that the dead tune? Because I'm pretty sure Azzy Iron is your most current one, which is at 47. That's dead. Okay. That's good to know. All right. So ignore Azzy with 2 Ys. Then we've got Survive at 54. We've got Ferris Hunt at 59, which I'm pretty sure will be Wanima. We've got Contester at 62. Look at Stair going on a hunter. Wow. Yeah, it's like the world's all turned spinny. And we've got Punter at 80, which is Peridon. So well done, Peridon. Then we've got, look at who we've got over here, which blew my mind this morning when I looked at my stats, because I was like, where have these guys coming from? We have got Why So Brittle and Zaya Zutu, if I said that right. We've got Brittle and Zaya at 82. Guys, you are just coming like a train on a, chugging straight down a track. I don't know what metaphor to use that will do it. So Brittle and Zaya at the moment are tying at 82. So well done. And then we have got at currently coming first is we've got Vivalis. I've probably butchered the name. I apologize if I have. They are currently sitting at 105.
That's amazing.
Yep. There we go. So that is our contest leaders at the moment. So well done. Now, from memory, I think this is Brittle's fourth attempt. I think. If it is, I know Brittle's done a couple, which is, again, you know, amazing. Brittle is both of Vivalrus as undead. Zaya is Draenei, and Brittle is undead. So that's our top three, is two undead and a Draenei. Interesting. Interesting. So it'll be interesting to see how this coming week goes. Also in the top 10, just looking at the top 10, we have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have got six. Oh, actually, no, take Azzy's tune that no longer is there. Let's take out of the top 9. Five of them are night elves. We have got one gnome, two undead, and one Draenei. So that's a really interesting mix, which is fantastic. Obviously, we knew Night Elves was going to be high up there, but awesome. So awesome to see. We've got an undead, a Draenei, and another undead as our top three at the moment. So well done. One done. Yes, Nisi's repping the gnomes, which is nice to see. So, well done, guys. Again, we have had 98 tunes entered into the contest, and currently we have got 45 alive. So we've still got a week to go, guys. Again, you know, anything can happen in a week. Anything can happen. So if you want to give it a go, please pop over to the wowchallenges.com website. There is a contest section, or click on the banner on the front page that will take you to where the contest page is. You need to opt in for the contest. Okay, so you can make your tune. You need to register your tune between level 10 and level 15. Normally we go from between 10 and 20, but not for this one. You need to be in survival spec. Just remember, as soon as you hit level 10, change yourself over to survival. Once you hit survival, go and register your tune between 10 and 15. It will not allow you to register a tune in BM spec, so don't try it. Set up that you can't do it, okay? So that is the main thing on that. And other than that, it is Iron Man rules. So all Iron Man rules apply. There is no difference. The only difference is you are playing a hunter in survival spec, okay? So go forth, have fun. The amazing thing is we've still got the Winds of Wisdom buff, which we all know you cannot click that off. Blizzard has given that. So go forth, enjoy, level, have some fun with it. That would be the main thing. So enjoy. Dave DeHunter says, how many times can you die in a single week? I don't know. I don't know, Dave. Depends, I suppose, on I kind of get to a certain point. I'm still alive. So if anything happens and I die now, I may start another one. But normally, the closer it comes to the end of the contest, I normally don't worry about it. I have still got too many unfinished previous level contest tunes sitting around the place. Yeah. always fun. So again, well done to everyone, and thank you for supporting and taking part, for everyone that is enjoying some fun as a survival hunter. All right. Okay. Let us get back to what we've got here. Now, the only other piece of news that I wanted to remind people about is Spreadshirt shop is back open, and there is a promo that you can get 15% off everything on the store, which runs from May 27th to May 28th. So if you're after some cool gear, anything that you purchased goes towards helping support the WoW Challengers. So we get a percentage of that, and that goes into supporting the website and all the things that go for the website, running the website. Okay. So again, thank you guys. Other than that, let us get on to our State of the Challengers. Excuse me. My throat is already starting to go, so we will see if we can hold out. Yeah. All right. Fair. Irons, please.
Okay. At number 10, we have Punter. He's level 80, and I believe that's Periton.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Zayasutu, 82. And Why So Brittle, 82. As Lita mentioned, those are both contest hunters. Level 7, Peyton Iron, 88, RIP. Sorry for that.
Ouch.
At number 6, Jangler B, 88. Position 5, Vival Russ.
Mm-hmm.
That's 105, that's the contest leader, I believe. Number 4 is Jangler C, 108. Number 3 is Azzy at 111. Number 2, Iron Bubble, 113. And in the first position is Carousel at 115.
Nice. Look at Cell. Cell is all over the things, I tell ya.
He is.
He is, which is amazing. All right. Okay. Let us have a look at blood. So Bloodthirsties for this week. We have got at number 10, Elfman Guy at 14, RIP. Number 9 is Fryer Rage at 18. Number 8 this week is Ensorcel. Their cell at 45. 7 is Murloc Killer at 49. And number 6 is Hunter Zorts at 49 as well. Number 5 this week is Blood Cell at 54. 4 is Zaya Bicky. I think it's Bicky. Zaya, I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Just looks like Zaya Bicky. It's like a little tasty Bicky called Zaya. At 61. Number 3 is Bloody Path at 86. Number 2 this week is Soul Snuffer at 110. And number 1 this week is Soul Stoned at 119. Well done, Nisi.
Go, Nisi.
Well done. One to go. I think she said she's got about 10 bars from Max. So, you know, slow and steady, Nisi. I know we're all sitting here just watching. 7 bars to go now. Okay. All right. Go. You can do it. Yes, you can do it. All right. Zaya BC. Is that right? Did I say it right, Zaya? Okay, I'll try and remember that. BC. Zaya BC. Okay, all right. Anyway, pacifists. Let's have a look at our passies this week. Who have we got for?
Okay, at number 10, Leifa, level 20. 9 is Passy Drew, 29. Passy Leetud is 41. Mm-hmm. 7 is Zaya Passel. Passy, 42. I can almost say that. Number 6 is my little mage, Farah Viola, at 46. Peacenik is at position 5 at level 58. Passion is 7, 71 in position 4. Xenokill is in position 3 at 75. Awesome Blomster, position 2 at 78. And in the first position is Pacifist at 111.
Yay,
that's Chris. Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're doing good.
Doing good. Absolutely. Well done, Passies. Look at that. No deaths this week on that list.
Yeah.
Good to see. Fantastic. All right. So we have got tins. So for the tins this week, we only had 2 tin players. So we've got one tin man at 22. And number 1 is Moonseeker at 37. Okay, looking at our greens, let's have a look at our greens. We have got, at number 10, we have got Hornet at 32. Number 9 is Sirenid at 47, RIP. Number 8 is Ruck Crusher at 53. That's a good name. I like that. Number 7 is Lifestone at 64. Number 6 is Ferrarin at 72. Did I get that right?
Ferrarin. Yeah.
Ferrarin. Okay. Number 5 is Treetop at 76.
I like that name.
It's a good name, isn't it? Yeah. Number 4 is Zaya Getara at 91. Number 3 is Cronus at 96. Number 2 is Farah Hope at 110. And number 1 this week, and this happened yesterday, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, Georgie did hit 120. However, they actually died at about 85% through 119. So, it happened. I'm pretty sure that was yesterday. And, So he's taken the tune, and I think he was going to use it as a normal tune anyway. So he did hit 120, but of course that doesn't qualify. He's died at 119, but gosh darn. Like,
wow.
Damn it.
Amazing run.
Yeah, very amazing run. Like, I'm gutted for him, but the main thing is, I think he was going again. I've got a feeling that he was like, yeah, well, I'll just go again.
He might have said he's making a pacifist or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, is he? Okay. All right.
Maybe.
So, if you're up and running again, Georgie, like, good luck. But amazing run. Sure. So sorry to hear of the death. That is very, very rough. But they seem to have really good spirits. And as much as obviously gutted, it's just rough. Very rough. Anyway, he said he was going to go passy this time. Okay, well, good luck with your passy. It's a lot of fun. Pacifist is a lot of fun. Fair converted me over after all these years. I blame you, Fair.
I corrupted her. Yeah.
I love you for that, though. All right. Working man, let's have a look. Can you do that one for me, please?
Yeah, we have 8 working men contestants this week, or
mm-hmm.
participants this week. Hurricane is in position 8 at 16. Catastrophe, number 7 at 17. Number 6, Hynestia, 31, but yellow flagged for low killing blow percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Lurxist, 39. Number 4 is not Nisi, 46. 3 is Ziawina, 62. My Night Elf Rogue, Ferona, is 97. And in first position, Celtic, 120. Congratulations. Cells are fourth BFA max level working man.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Cell. Not only Cell all over the boards on many tunes, which quite a few of you guys are, like Zaya and Newfair, which is fantastic to see. You know, again, thank you guys for supporting and having fun with all the different challenges.
Yeah, across so many different challenges too.
There is, which is amazing. But huge congratulations, Cell. You know, only our fourth max level working man. So we have got Executes, Toon, Blue Collar was our first. Stir was second, you were third, and Cells fourth. So, right. Again, well done. Well done. And if you want to check out the write-up, there is a write-up on Cells Toon over on wowchallenges.com. To, you know, which we always like to do as a write-up and find out, you know, how they went with leveling and all that kind of thing. So, again, Cell, congratulations. It's wonderful achievement. Woo!
Yeah.
Streamers, yay! All of that. All righty. Now, we have got teams. So, this week for our Iron Teams, we have got, at number 2, we have got Take-Two, hit level 15. And number 1 is Back on Track, who hit level 46 this week. As for blood teams, no teams this week, and green teams, there was none this week either. So, yeah, but well done to the teams on that. So, again, oh, thank you, an anonymous cheerer for the bits. That's very sweet. Thank you so much. Very sweet. Alrighty, let us do, where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Alrighty, so it is that time. And as we always like to start our Chit Chat segment with, let's start with the bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, that bumper is gold, though, Ezzy. It really is. Thank you.
I never get tired of hearing that.
I know. All right. Take it away, Fair. It's all up to you.
Okay. A truckload of Vicks Vapor Rub overturned on the highway. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours. As an allergy sufferer, I think that's amusing.
I like it. That is really good. I really like that one, Ezzy. Thank you. The one last week I had to think about for a little while, but this is a good one. It also plays into it's winter, and Vicks Vapor Rub is being used quite a lot. So, you know, so that's very good. So, Ezzy, 2 thumbs up. I like it. Good. Okay. Now, we also got one from Dave the Hunter. So, the words of wisdom from Dave the Hunter, as we like to, as he often sends through. So, from Dave, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. Very true. Very true, Dave. It's a classic. That is a classic. It's always good to remind. So thank you both of you, Azzy and Dave. As always, it's nice to have a bit of a giggle and a smile and a nought from Chris. So thank you both for that. Alrighty. Okay. Fair. What have we got from Wobble?
Okay. Yeah. There's a question from Wobble. I checked the FAQ for some questions about the Ironman Challenge, and it said you can't send any gear, but can I send gold from my main for mount training and stuff? Oh, and how are the rules with regard to war mode? Is that all right? It's two questions. I believe it was answered on the forums, but yes, you cannot send yourself anything. No gear, no gold, nothing from any of your wontoons to any of your challenges. Simple answer is just don't do it.
Yep.
With regard to war mode, it's perfectly allowed, but getting ganked is just still a death. Dead is dead.
Dead is dead. That's it. Look, you wanna take the chance to go do it. If you wanna give it a go, absolutely. Nobody has ever done a challenge tune and gone from level one to max level in either on the old PvP, PvP servers or in war mode. No one has managed to do it as of up until current. So look, if you want to give it a go, go for it. But you die in whatever part it is, whether it's death through your own fault, death through another player, death from a DC, you know, any of that stuff, a death is a death. If it gets recorded as a death, no matter whose fault it is, it's you're gone, like from the challenge. So if you want to take that, I know that they have a lot of, I think, bonuses that you can get, some bonus XP stuff, and that if you want to give it a go, I say more power to you. Good luck. But yeah, just remember there is the information obviously on the FAQ and all of that. It does say about gear and it does say about gold. You can send stuff off your tunes. Like I have got one of my old dead irons that I killed many years ago. I turned into my bank tune. So if I kill off a tune, I'll send it, you know, the gold bags. Sometimes I've got green gear, things that I can't use on that, you know, that I want to keep. I'll send it to the old tune, which is now my bank tune, before I delete. But other than that, don't send anything to your challenge tune from your account. No account stuff, no server stuff. Your tune needs to rely on itself to find gear, get gear, make gold. If you want to get your writing skills and all of that, you need to figure out how you're going to do that. It's a solo challenge. Everything, you're not to get help from outside, which includes your own tunes. Okay? So, but good question. Always good to revisit and to make sure everyone is aware and on the same page. So thank you, Wobble, for that question. Alrighty. Now, Fair. We always have many different tips and tricks that come in over the time, and I think it's nice to revisit some. Obviously, we've got some new people around in the chat room, maybe new people coming to the challenge. We've even reminding us players that have been around here for some time. It's always good to get reminders. So for you, what would be your biggest tip that you would give as to being a, you know, when you're playing a challenge tune?
Like new things or old things or what?
What is your number? I just want to know that you can tell everyone. What is your number one thing when you sit down to play a challenge tune or you're making a new challenge tune? what is your number one tip that you go? Like for me, one of mine would be don't play tired. Don't play tired.
Mine would be, yeah, be aware of where you are and where you might need to go.
Yeah.
Be very mindful when you're playing. I mean, it ties in with don't play tired, but really look at the areas. Look at where the mobs are pathing back and forth. It helps if you know that there's a rare that comes by from time to time. And where are they now?
Yep.
Be mindful.
Yep. That's a really good one, because sometimes, you know, I know for some people, like your distance of, like for me, the camera, how I have where my toon is, I struggle with vertigo. So perception, like depth perception and things like that can be an issue. So if my camera is too close, I can't play first person. You give me a first person shooter type game or anything like that, no, I'm going to be sick.
Same literally, here. I can't do that.
Literally, I'm like sitting there going, oh, I'm going to be sick. It makes me feel really queasy. Sometimes it gives me headaches and all that kind of stuff. So I can't do it. So when I play a tune, I'll get that camera. I won't go right out, so it's like at max. I know some people play like that, and it gives you a bigger area that you can see around. But I still have a fair distance, so I can see, you know, if there's padding mobs around the tune and that kind of stuff. But it's always a good idea to, you know, before you're going to pull one mob, check behind you, check around you, swing the camera around. If not, turn your character, like physically turn your character around and check. Because padding mobs, you know, if you get one extra, sometimes depending on your challenge, tune that you're playing, being able to take one toon on, one NPC on is okay, but if a second one accidentally comes into the fight, that can mean life or death. And for a lot of toons, it's death. So just keeping an eye on that. The other thing...
It's kind of one that's... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, well, just sort of related to that. For if you are a pacifist doing archaeology, there are some dig sites where there are stealth mobs. If I'm in stealth myself, I'm aware that I can sort of semi-see them.
Yep.
And I just pan my camera around looking for them, and I pop a raid marker on top of their head to try to see where they go, because I don't want them popping out on top of me when I come out of stealth to dig.
Oh, yeah.
That has saved me a couple times.
Yes.
Like, oh, he's too close. I'll wait for him to just wander on by.
Exactly. And you know what? And one of the best advice that you gave me, particularly for a pacifist, was when you had explained to say, get yourself up on things, like to check.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you're an STV, you've got lots of troll areas that have got columns that you can put yourself up, look down, you know, and some you can dig from the column to give you a better, you know, like, which way am I going? Red this way, green this way. You know, what's the difference? Right. So
that you jump down into the middle of it all.
Yes, yes. To be like, I'm right in the middle, which, again, is scary at, you know, really high levels when you've got grey mobs around that you're afraid you might just accidentally poke them with
really
your
level. Really annoying if it's not the right direction that way.
Yes, exactly. All right, so looking at the chat room, we have got, Stir's here. Hey, Stir, where's your late note? Stir's here. I know you've been super busy, Stir, so really sweet that been able to make it. And thank you for all that you do, Stir, out there too. So thank you. All right, so what we've got is, let me go back through the show title. Stir says, know where lethal guards are at. Nessingwary Camp in STV, a big one. How many people have accidentally targeted their yellow mobs? You target, you shoot, you're dead. The level 120 elite or 120, whatever it is, they hit, you're dead. Like you
happened to me when they turn 90.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's a really good, and it's not just STV. It's not just Nessingwary. There's a few places like that. You need to be super careful.
For Alice, there's some tree guardian things that are like that too.
Oh, yep. Yep. That's exactly right. Okay. So Brittle.
Felwood, sorry. Not for Alice.
Okay, hang on. Tybar says also big name tags and switch them always on. That's good point. You know, you want to be able to see what mob. So make it big, you know, make it that it's always on. So you're not kind of going, hey, what's that? Especially for some of us, you know, the older we're getting, it's a little bit harder to see things in game, just saying. So, you know, anything that's big and you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, that's, I don't want to go near that mob over there, is always a good thing to have. So really, really good one. And Zaya Grease says big name plates do help a lot. What else have we got? Stir says your co-host coughs. Hey, what's Fair done? Fair giving advice. Is that? I think I missed what Stir was saying. But Fair is always good. I tell you what, another piece of wonderful advice is, again, we have got so many people with so much knowledge and experience in this community, not only on, you know, on the servers like Wormrest Accord over on the US, where we have got both our the Alliance Guild as well as Horde Guild. You know, we've got so many people that have been playing these tunes for quite some time. They have got lots of advice. Like, pick their brains. Ask questions. We've got a Discord. We've got the forums. If you are unsure about something, ask the question. If it means nobody gets back to you within a couple of minutes or a couple of hours, you know what? Park your tune. Go do something else, jump on another tune until you get an answer. Because your worst thing you would have to do is just go, oh, well, nobody's responded. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go give this a go anyway, and you're dead. Okay? So if you're asking questions and you're waiting on answers, then, you know, just log off, go do something else. Just give yourself time for someone to respond and to give you maybe a bit more clarity than what, you know, about what you're trying to deal with, whether it's a quest, whether it's something, you know, about equipment or weapons or any of that kind of stuff. Just always keep that in mind. And besides, the good thing is if you log off that tune, and you come back to it, you can always go and make another tune on a different challenge. Like a pacifist or a working man, you know. There's many things you could do, so why not try another challenge? Just roll another tune.
One of the things you can also do, I've noticed in guild chat, somebody will ask a question and I'm not on, for example, and it's a question they're trying to ask me about pacifist something or another. And then they aren't on when I'm on. I sometimes go ahead and put the answer in the guild chat anyway. So when you get on, at least in the Wormrest Accord Guild, scroll back up a little ways and see if maybe your question did get answered. You know, I'll try to point it out to them if I see them again, but sometimes time zones are what they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that is something that you can do. So don't forget that, guys. You can, when, if you bring up guild chat, you can scroll back and you can see the chat that's gone on. Which sometimes not a bad idea, you know, when we start talking about, you know, smack talking people if they're not around. It's not a bad idea. You just scroll back and see what people have to say. about yourself or other people. You know, it's always fun to see. Tongue in cheek, of course. But yeah, so just keep those things in mind. Brittle says the guard mobs in Searing Gorge when you enter the caves will aggro you even though you can talk to them. Okay. All right. Good to know about that. Mrs. Rockguru says she's back up to 27. Well done, Mrs. Rockguru. Keep going. Well done. Brittle says lost a character to them once when an AoE went off too close. They are yellow and can be interacted with to talk to them, but they will aggro if hit. A bit like the STV guys. Yeah. Okay. And again, you know, just sometimes you just got to be super, super careful. Part of the quest line where you fly on the gyrocopter to attack the mine. Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. On the little fly thing attacking the mine entrance. All right. Okay. Jocko Finlay says, case and observe. Watch the patrols. And if you play where there's a lot of other player traffic, give way. Take a break until they are done. A sudden respawn is death awaiting, which is exactly what Fair was saying before. Sometimes, you know, just keep, observe. Keep an eye out, you know. And
just there's no mobs around and there should be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And a lot of times we know there is still a lot of people home with all this coronavirus stuff that's going on. The world has not got back to being so-called normal. And we've still got a lot of people at home. A lot of people have come back to playing WoW. So in prime time, if you're playing prime time, you might see a lot of people around. So, you know, mobs that previously would always be there when you're going to play all of a sudden aren't there. So be mindful of respawns. Be mindful of the fact that there are a lot of people around, especially if you're playing a pacifist. Because if you get a proxy kill, you're done. Like, again, probably not the best time to be playing a pacifist when there is a lot of people around. Okay, maybe pacifist is something that you bring out on an off time. So again, you know, like weighing up all those kinds of options is always a good thing to consider to keep yourself safe, your toon safe, and so you can level safely. Okay. I hate seeing what they say about me, so disheartening. Dave? What's Dave going on about? I'd have no idea. Nisi says, completely, sometimes it's best to wait for things to respawn and reset. And again, you know, again, this is just some tips to keep in mind for leveling so you do it safely so you can get from max up to max level. You know, we all want that goal of getting there. For some of us, it's a long journey, but just slow and steady. Take it easy. If things get a bit chaotic, hearth, get yourself out of there. Log yourself off. Whether, you know, if IRL is giving you the pips, if the internet's giving you the pips, then walk away. Stop playing the challenge tune. Go do something else. Read a book. You know, do some craft. I don't know. You know, there's all sorts of things that you can do if IRL or the internet's giving you hassles. Otherwise, just take a moment and reset. Reset for certain. That is only why I only join my own guilds these days. Guild chat. Hate seeing what they say about me. So disheartening. Oh, Dave. Oh, guild chat. Having your own guild is not a bad idea, though. Sometimes it does make life a little bit easier. Show title, Death is a Respawn Away. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. All right, we will have to see. But again, good luck, everyone. Good luck, everyone. So thank you for those responses, chat room. We appreciate that. Alrighty. Well, I think it's about time we wrap up the show because, you know, short show leader. Yeah, right. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so fair. Can you do the thank yous to the Iron Elites for me, please?
Yeah, big thank yous to all of our Iron Elites, the people who support the challenges through contributions to Patreon, PayPal, Twitch, Bits, mm-hmm. any ways that anyone supports it. We really appreciate it.
We do.
That keeps the lights on. Specifically, I want to thank Eliandris, Ezzy Lun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Presley Sparkstan, Gaston, Grandinegus, Kelvamp, Chris W, Lisanne, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Merce Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tuli Bardeen, Olminia, Wainima, Zaya, and Zortz.
And again, thank you. Thank you, guys. It is hugely appreciated that you guys support us. And again, for those that don't support in any kind of monetary way, again, thank you. Thank you for everyone for being here playing the challenges. That is the main thing that we want to just say thank you for. Because without you guys out there doing this, playing, we wouldn't have this stuff. We wouldn't have the show, okay? We wouldn't have the website. So to all of you out there, so thank you. Now, obviously, from Stone, Stir, and myself, we would like to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that they do. Again, huge thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyra, and Zortz. Thank you, guys, because you make our life, particularly my life, a lot easier with the things that you do. So thank you for that. A huge thank you to Omnia for sorting out all of the things with the website and the coding and the challenge stuff. Dude, you rock. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, to you guys in the chat room, to everyone listening through whatever podcast channel or wherever that you are, again, thank you, because without you guys, we would not be here. Now, for next week, we will be back next week. I don't know why Leader did not change the date, because I just looked at it and went, hang on.
I just saw that too in the
notes. That's not right. Anyway, let me look at the calendar. Where are we? That's right. It will be May 30th, which is the end of the contest next week. We will be back at 7 p.m. Eastern time. By that stage, the end of the contest, so we will know who our winner is. We will also have the draws for the two pets from our top 10, from our second to 10th place for that, and we will see how everyone's gone next week, which is exciting. Can you believe it's, oh my God, one, it'll be the end of May, and two, the contests will be done. It's just crazy. Where is this year going? What's going on?
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right. Now, don't forget where you can find us. So all of your information is over at wowchallenges.com. There you will find our links and all the bits and pieces for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channel. So anything there, it will also give you the link to with the website to go to the forums. So there's a heap of information. All right. So pop over, check that out. Now, if you want to listen to the episode, you can certainly download it via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to send me an email for the show, then please send one to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, Fair, where can we find you?
I'm on Discord as Fair, and you can find me in the Alliance Guild on Wormrest Accord US.
That's it. Absolutely. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm over at on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as another show that I do with Stone, which is Adventures in Azeroth. So you can go check that one out if you would like. Stone and I talk all sorts of crazy stuff over there, which is all wow. Well, mostly wow. Sometimes it's a bit D&D. It just depends. Anyway, we do have a Where in the World of Warcraft Are We? So that's always a fun thing. See who gets it. It's an interesting spot this time, this month. All right. So again, don't forget the contest. We've still got a week to go. All of the information is up on the website. So for those not yet given it a go or want to, you've still got a week to go. As we know, anything can happen. But pop over, Survival of the Fittest. We are all playing Survival Hunters. Woo! Interesting. So good luck.
Sure.
Good luck with that. Okay, let us say our last thank yous. Fair, who have we got, please?
Well, we want to say a very big thank you to Mark Honan for our beautiful intro. You can find him on the Twitter at Mark Honan Wow. And also a very large thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. He is also on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Two amazing and wonderful friends who help us out. And as always, we do like to acknowledge their help and support. So thank you, Mark Conan and Epic, for that. All right, guys. Well, it is that time. We will say goodbye. Please, everyone, stay safe, both in and out of game. Good luck this week on whatever challenge tune that you are playing. And especially if you're having some fun with playing the contest. Don't forget, survival. It's all about survival of the fittest. All right. Say goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye, all. Thanks for joining us.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.